Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, LM. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Luke Chilton, or LM Chilton is the name I write under, and I live in London in the UK, and just publishing my first book, Swiped, which is a murder mystery set in the world of dating apps.
Yep, God bless it. I think there's something to be said about dating apps, and they lend itself to create a great murder mysteries and serial killers and all the other fun stuff, all the darkness that we can see, you know.
Yeah, they're a bit creepy, aren't they? And you don't know who's hiding behind those profiles. So that's why I thought it was a good idea for a murder mystery. And it offers up a lot of different suspects, a lot of people you're swiping right on. And who are they? Are they trying to get you? Yeah.
So are we going to talk about, what was your writing journey? Like, when did you start writing?
I started writing this book in 2020, when there was the global pandemic and there was lockdowns all over the world. So I was kind of stuck, and I've got a little garden where I live in London, and I was stuck out in that garden, and it was sort of the start of the summer, and I didn't have much work on because no one knew what was going on in the world. So I'd always wanted to start writing a book. So that's when I started. And previous to that, I'd been single for ages and had been on all these dating apps. I'd joined every dating app going and had been on literally hundreds of dates. So when the pandemic hit and there was lockdowns, obviously no one could do that anymore. And that was sort of my number one hobby at the time, which is an unhealthy hobby to have, I think. So it was probably quite good to have a break. But they always say, write what you know about, don't they? So I started to write about my dates and my experiences. And I love reading murder mysteries and whodunits especially, and trying to work out. So I tried to meld those two things, and that subject sort of lent itself to a bit of a rom-com aspect, because dating is obviously hopefully a little bit romantic, but it's also got that thriller side, that excitement side. So yeah, I tried to meld those two genres. Somebody called it Bridget Jones meets the Scream movies. So the vibe got. But yeah, it took me about a year or a year and a half to sort of properly polish and get right and edit and finish. And then it came out in the UK just last year, and it's coming out in the US in May
this year. I love this. So talk to us, Swipe. What is the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch is everyone she dates dies. And a 20-something woman called Gwen Turner. And she's just broken up with her boyfriend. She's getting on all the dating apps when she suddenly gets a mysterious message from one that she's swiped right on, who may or may not be a serial killer, and he may or may not be targeting all the guys she's previously dated. So that's quite a long elevator pitch, but all the men she's previously dated are getting murdered. She's obviously the chief suspect. She's got to find out who's doing it before it's too late, and why they're doing it to her especially. But you get to see all the flashbacks to her terrible dates. She goes on a series of terrible dates. These guys are all getting murdered gruesomely. And every couple of chapters, you go back and you get kind of a bad date story, and you see how the date went down. And I tried to put in a little clue or a couple of little clues in each flashback so you can work out, oh, is this the guy? Or is this the reason he was killed? So that's the format, and that's how it goes. And then it's a big whodunit to who is the mystery killer at the end.
All right. So I got to talk about the actual writing, the structure of the book, because were you plotting it out beforehand, or were you just writing the first draft and discovering more and more clues as you were going for it? Like, are you panting, or are you plotting this one out?
You know, I understand the editing changes, but
I think most writers will say they do a bit of both, but I had that idea central in my mind that it would be the dates getting killed off. But I did change the identity of the killer a couple of times, and that sort of came about while I was writing it. So I always think it's good to plan out a bit, but you never know where the writing will take you. And it's good to sort of just let it flow and let it come out. And sometimes it'll hit a dead end and you go, that didn't work. But sometimes just through the process of letting yourself write and seeing what words come out or seeing what ideas come out is a good way. And I think that's natural. It's a bit like a stream going down a mountain, like it'll find its way. And it's a good way for your brain to say, ah, well, that is what would happen next. And that's the natural progression of this. And I think murder mysteries and whodunits are complicated things. But the good thing about being a writer is you can go back and lay some of the clues afterwards. And after you finish, you can go back and add in a few red herrings or change a little bit. Because as the author, you've got all the answers. And so once you finish, that's sort of the fun bit, I always think. When you finish and you're going back and you're adding a little clue there or a little red herring there, that's really fun to do because you know the whole story and the structure and it all works. And then it's about sprinkling on the red herrings at the end.
Yes, I love it. I think it's like a fascinating because as someone who reads a lot of thrillers, I am like the whole point is like, am I going to guess a plot twist? And a lot of times I'm not. I am not. I'm not that person. I was like, okay, I'm guessing. I'm like, oh, this is just like discovering this part of
fun to try.
Part of discovery. And so it's kind of like fun to twist because I know they give us red herrings. They're like, oh, no, do you think it's a no, it's something else.
You know what? One of the things I tried to do, because I read a lot of these sort of books as well. And so I sort of know what I look out for. And I sort of know, I think, the tricks that authors sometimes use to double bluff you.
Yeah.
So there's a few bluffs in there. And I tried to sort of lay quite clever clues that experienced mystery readers will think, oh, right, he's telling me that it's that person. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So yeah, I tried to be a bit meta with some of the clues, knowing the sort of audience that might read this, because I'm the sort of audience that might read this.
Yes.
So it's been interesting to see if people have guessed. I think most people have not guessed who done it, judging by the reviews. It's been a few clever clogs who did get it, but not till right at the end.
Yeah. And that you are actually, you love reading thrillers, you love murder mysteries and whodunit. What would be like someone who is starting out, will you describe to read, hey, you should start out, here are some of my favorite ones, or some of the ones that actually will be a good starter after you read Swipe?
Well, I would say a really good one, which I read actually after I finished writing Swipe, but it's a similar vibe, and it's Ruth Ware, and she's written loads of brilliant.
Yep.
Murder mysteries and whodunits, but In a Dark, Dark Wood, I think is her first one. And that's,
yeah,
the premise of that is it's at a hen party or a bachelorette party, I think you say over there. Yeah. So they're all the bridesmaids and women are in a secluded cabin for a weekend and there's a murder. So I think that's a brilliant premise. I really enjoyed reading that. And it's not as maybe as comedic as Swiped, but it's got a lovely tone to it. I think it's got that British humour. And while it's not funny, it's got a very likable lead female character who's got a unique way of looking at the world. So I really like Ruth Ware's writing. I also just read, as everyone I think in the world has just read, is The Housemaid, Frieda McFadden.
Yeah.
And it's written loads of great books. And I think that's her most famous one, isn't it? And that, I think that what I love about that book is it is a master craft in cliffhangers and
yes.
twists. And it's got maybe two or three big twists, but at the end of every chapter almost, there's a hook, there's a cliffhanger, yeah. there's something unexpected. And it's a real masterclass in how to make a book a page turner. So I think if you're ever looking to sort of write one of these books, it's really worth reading hers because they really keep you guessing and keep you turning the page and lay down secrets and clues in every path. So I've just read another one of hers, The Teacher, actually, which is another good one.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it because she writes a lot of them and they're all very clever.
Yeah. They're like very addictive. They're the sense of like you. And I think that's sometimes why mystery thrillers gravitate towards the genre. It's because they grab your attention and they keep you guessing over and over and over. You want to keep turning the pages of like, who did it? What happened? Let me figure this one out. Let me be an amateur.
It's like fast food. I mean that as a compliment, or ordering a delicious big pizza because they're sort of easy to read and Moorish, and you want to get more of them. And they might not be the literary Charles Dickens of the world, but they are super fun. And that's what I like reading. And escapism, I guess, is the key there as well. Yeah. I love her.
So you also have some books to recommend our listeners to pick up. Can you want to share a couple of them?
Yeah, so I was thinking about what books I've really enjoyed over the years and what sort of inspired Swiped as well a little bit. One brilliant one I think that doesn't get a lot of press is Q&A by Vikas Swara, an Indian author. It's actually the book that was made into the film Slumdog Millionaire, Oscar-winning movie.
Oh.
10 or 15 years ago now, but a big, big movie. And people don't always know that it was adapted from this book called Q&A. And I actually think it's a good film, but I really think the book is a fantastic book. And I was talking earlier about the structure of Swiped using flashbacks to each date and having clues there. In this book, it's sort of based around the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show. And every question that the protagonist is asked in the quiz, and that's sort of the current timeline, and then he knows the answers to each question, and you flash back to find out how in his adventures and in his life he found out the answer. So it's a really cool structure. You've got the present day of the tension and the craziness of being on this game show. And then how's he answering all these questions right? And you flash back and you find out each question has a reason why he knows it. And there's a clue to the overall mystery in each question. And I wish I could have thought of that. When you read a book and you think, oh, that's such a brilliant premise, I wish I could have thought of that. And it's beautifully written, and I really would recommend, because not a lot of people have picked that one up since the movie came out. And I think it's really worth giving a read, even if you think you know the story, it's better, I think, than the movie.
Yeah.
What else was I reading? Oh, yes, Yellowface by R.F. Kuang. Again, big, big hit. Just come out in paperback over here. Kind of a thriller set around the publishing industry. And it's an interesting whodunit because there's not really a murder or a crime committed other than the lead character steals the manuscript and sort of passes off this novel as her own. So the whodunit is really like, it's a bit like Edgar Allan Poe and the Telltale Heart. Throughout the whole book, there's tension. Is she going to get caught? Are they going to find out that she's done this terrible thing by stealing the manuscript? And I really loved the way that builds up throughout the book. And even though she's not the most likable protagonist in the world, you really relate to her, really feel, maybe being an author, I related to her more, because it's a brilliant satire on the publishing industry as well, I think. And anyone who knows anything about publishing or has worked in that arena, or even just loves reading books, I think would recognize some of the tropes and things that she makes fun of in the book. Again, and it's really easy to read and real page turner, but I think that takes such a lot of skill. Sometimes that skill is overlooked a little bit about, writing a book that keeps you guessing and keeps you turning the pages. But yeah, I really enjoyed Yellowface. And another one that inspired Swiped, I think, is an old one from the 90s. It's High Fidelity, another one that was adapted to a really good movie with John Cusack years ago now, but a British book originally, High Fidelity by Nick Cornby. And that inspired Swiped a lot because I used to read that book loads when I was a teenager. And obviously I watched the film and loved the film. But it's all about a guy who's sort of going back to visit his exes and thinking, oh, maybe it would have worked out with this ex, or maybe it would have worked out with this ex. And he's sort of thinking back to his past because he's just had a heartbreak and been dumped. And he's thinking, oh, maybe if I'd ended up with so-and-so, things had worked out. So the sort of flashback sequences in there are him reminiscing about his previous relationships, which Gwen does in Swiped, not with her exes, but with guys she's been on dates with. And she's recently had a big heartbreak. So I always loved that structure as well, in that you get to see a bit of his past. And through those flashbacks and through him thinking about that, you learn more about him and why those relationships went wrong, and perhaps it was all his fault, and what actually he needs to learn in his lessons. So if anyone hasn't read that one, pick that one up, because that's a classic, certainly over here in the UK. People love Nick Cornby, and that's one of his best, I think.
Yes, I did read Nick Ferrari. I was actually like a huge fan back in the 2000s when I was reading that era of like the British rom-com, chick lit, like all these different things. And Nick Hornby was like kind of like a staple of the male voice of that era.
Yeah, he's a very male voice, actually. And I think when I was writing Swiped, originally I'd written in that male voice. And being a male writer, I originally did write it as a man going through this murder mystery. Mm-hmm. But I think, unfortunately, that would have meant all the victims in the book would have been female. And I thought, oh, this just wouldn't feel right, another thriller book with female victims. So I switched it to a female protagonist and the sort of toxic men getting murdered. And then suddenly that all clicked in place. And it's much more fun to see these toxic men that she dates who are all awful meeting their end in a horrible way. So it was quite fun to write it like that. Yeah.
Yes. I think that's like a fun thing to write. Fun thing to read. As a woman who is dating, who has been dating for the past 20 years, it's like sometimes you just need to be murdered, you know, like toxic. Like just,
there's a lot of fulfillment of fantasy in there for sure, in that sometimes I could imagine, because I'd go on dates with women and they would tell me their terrible date stories about men they dated, and I'd be like, why aren't you throttling this guy?
You're like, why do I settle with these crumbs? And it's like, oh, there's a whole lot of narcissists or a lot of, toxic people.
So hopefully, maybe not hopefully, but if you've been on lots of dates or you've ever been single on a single scene, you'll recognize some of these characters that Gwen meets, and you'll probably roll your eyes in recognition at some of these horrible guys. But then you get the fun of seeing them meet their ends in a gruesome way.
Tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, well, you can find me online at lmchilton.com, and you can see, actually, there's a free short story on there that I wrote, and there's a little preview of the first chapter of Swiped, and you can find out all about me on lmchilton.com or all your normal online bookstores if you fancy having a look at Swiped.
Awesome. Thank you, LM, for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.